Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and all social networks at Lady Z. That's LadyZhe. Now, my next guest is a major stakeholder in the world of technology, business, and financial education. I am proud to introduce to my listeners none other than the CEO and founder of The Wealth Factory Incorporated, Miss Angel Rich. Good day, Angel. How are you?
Good day. I'm very excited to chat with you today. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Yes. Yeah, so people, I know I've been, ever since I've been following, I think the first time I read about you about 2-3 years ago, you had the moniker of the next Steve Jobs. So what started your fascination with technology?
Well, I guess it would say it really actually came through more so video games than technology. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated with the fact that everybody was playing them, and I felt as though the type of games that they were playing was a huge waste of time. And that if there was some type of way to be able to take that same level of addiction and engagement in some type of way, educate them at the same time, I felt like that would be a great project to work on.
Okay. So for my listeners who are not familiar with Credit Stacker, can you describe the process by which you made that observation and then developed your app?
Sure. So I'll try to condense it. It pretty much started in college when I won Goldman Sachs Portfolio Challenge. I came up with an algorithm for the stock market. We did positive 2% when the market did negative 2%. And instead of going off and making billions on a hedge fund, I instead decided that there needed to be some type of gain to allow people to live out their financial life without the risk of them losing their money. From there, I became a global market research analyst for Prudential Financial. And while there, I conducted over 70 financial behavioral studies, and the research consistently started coming back that there needed to be an increase in financial education in order to increase sales. And then thirdly, we have a rise in video games where pretty much every day, guys and even some girls are pretty much playing video games every day.
Right.
And just really learning how to increase violence tactics and not much other education.
Mm-hmm.
And so the combination of all of those observations led me to try to figure out how to create the game. Now, the original thought wasn't just Credit Stacker, and there's been a lot of iterations since, but the overall premise was to figure out how to gamify the financial products and turn it into a product that was as engaging as Call of Duty.
Okay. Wow. That is extremely creative and cutting edge. I did have an opportunity to play Credit Stacker, and it definitely is engaging and addictive. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Right. So I think this is something that should be really important for our listeners because, the wealth issues in this country, especially between the unbanked and the banked, is tremendous. And I've been reading statistics saying that the number nationwide of unbanked individuals is starting to decline. But why do you think people should take financial education seriously?
I think that, literacy needs to be able to read and write. And we like to say that financial literacy is being able to read and write money or finances. And so if you don't have financial education, then you're essentially illiterate when it comes to money. And that means that somebody can take advantage of you. The same way that somebody could hold up a sign that says to kill you and you can't read it. And that's pretty much what's happening to us financially. People are holding up different signs, but we don't understand the vernacular of the language because we lack a heightened amount of financial education.
Now, how are you addressing the issue through technology of people's aversion to even talking about money?
Well, that's what's actually beneficial about our game. And it's been a lot of accidental bonuses with our product. But basically, because of apprehension towards financial literacy, we find by putting it in the game, it almost tricks them into learning, and it reduces that apprehension, and it allows almost this gateway of aptitude to increase their retention of the information. So it's actually been kind of fun and unique watching people get disarmed that are traditionally shy when it comes to finances.
That's awesome. So I see that your family background is definitely unique. What was it like growing up with, you know, a household of insurance sales professionals, and how did that impact your professional view today?
Well, you know, it was definitely amazing. It's a privilege that I really didn't even realize I had until recently, with various other people, you know, being raised by parents that had traditional jobs, and their parents had traditional jobs, and they weren't really exposed to the entrepreneurial life or tactics. And so I actually had always thought I was at a disadvantage because of that, because other people had networks and jobs and stuff like that they could rely on, you know, like corporate networks and so forth. And so but as I get older, yes, it was definitely an advantage. It was an amazing experience to be able to learn from my parents and be able to shadow them as they go across the country and build the life insurance businesses and other businesses since then. And I think that it has helped my sister and I, who owns Knob Nails. I think it definitely has helped the both of us be able to accelerate at a much faster and efficient pace.
That's amazing. So for our entrepreneurs that are listening, what are the 1 to 3 lessons that you've learned so far through your adventures into finance education and tech that you would say contributed to your success as an entrepreneur? 1 or 3 strategies or important points or takeaways?
I would say 3 things that people pretty much tell you not to do that I've learned not to listen to people about. Mm-hmm. And that is to really just completely bet on yourself and listen to yourself. Like, I don't care if people are telling you that you're being stubborn or ignorant. Now, sometimes if you are being stubborn or ignorant, you know, when it comes to processes and different things like that, if it has to do with the creativity or the audaciousness of your ideas, nothing is too audacious. Mm-hmm. And so that's first. I was just in a 7-Eleven the other day. It's this company called Swag Boo or something like that for waterproof. It's a package that goes across waterproof cell phones. I thought of that in 2009. I wish I had the guts to do it back then. And that was before they came out with F9 waterproof phones and all this other stuff.
Right. Anyway,
I would also say that people tell you not to do too many things at one time. I would definitely contribute my success to doing a lot of various things at one time. It is because of those various different things that I'm doing that I've built safety nets in various different pockets when one thing or the other wasn't working out. And so I think you need to know your limits. You don't want to burn a candle at both ends. But if you are capable of multitasking, then I think that you should do that and don't allow people to tell you that you should just have one product or something like that.
Can you say that for the people in the back? I mean, I find, you know, I have several, like, I'm also known as the SEO queen. I'm also Lady Z. I've had people tell me in the past, you can't do music and marketing. You can't. Yeah. So I ignored that. So I agree with you. I concur wholeheartedly. That's great advice. So, Angel, how can they connect with you at the Wealth Factory if they want to learn more?
Definitely. Well, first of all, download Credit.co on Google Play and iOS in 60 countries for free, 21 languages. You can follow me on Instagram at AngelRich27 as well as at Wealthy Lifers. I'm on Twitter as the same as well as at Black Tech Matters. And make sure you buy History of the Black Dollar on Amazon.com. It's our book that goes from the beginning of America's history to present day and provides the Black economic contributions to the country written from an unbiased perspective. And then our email address, you can contact us at info@getwealthylife.com.
That's awesome. Well, you have heard it here. I have the fabulous Miss Angel Rich, who is knocking down doors and taking names and educating the masses about financial education and literacy through Credit Stacker and many other initiatives. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City, where you can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. That's LadyZhe. Now, Angel, I know we have a few more minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you, when you were working, you said it was at, was it Prudential where you did the 70 studies?
Yes.
Prudential. So what was that like crafting behavior studies, and what other lessons did you learn from that experience?
You said, what was that like, crafting behavior studies?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be more, my bad. if you know what? I don't know how to explain it. It's exhilarating. To me, it's exhilarating. I'm a research nerd, though. I don't know if everybody else would feel that way about it. But for me, being able to sit down and create a psychological study that is going to impact the world and how the world feels about something, and being able to properly analyze how the world feels about something, consider how we would like the world to feel about it, and then crafting messages and research to influence their behavior towards those practices, I think that's one of the most powerful skills in the world. And I really, I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So moving forward, what are some of the things coming up technologically, business-wise, politically for you and your company?
Yeah, so we are very excited about the Black Tech Matters Influencer Awards on November 27th at Ben's Next Door, sponsored in partnership with Deloitte. And we are going to be honoring about seven people internationally, because we actually have a gentleman, Terry Windsor, that's being honored from Canada.
Okay.
And so we also have Adam Rubinson from Deloitte, Chanel Hardy from Google, Nasir Quadri from AT&T, Nigel Smith from AARP, and Ed Harrell from DC Archangel. And so we have a special honoree, Dion Graham, who is head of technology for Combs Enterprises. And so we're very excited to honor these influencers that have been almost liaisons for entrepreneurs to be able to help them build and connect their businesses with larger corporations and funding and different things like that. So we're building a website around it, blacktechmatters.com. That will be coming soon in the next 6 weeks, and as well as a tour. We're going across 25 HBCUs in 5 African countries. It kicks off with the award show, and then we're going to Egypt in December. And we're building pipelines between financial services companies, engineering companies, and communications companies for STEM recruiting and retention, to actually teach these HBCU students and urban students skill development and financial literacy and digital literacy. So once they go to these companies and we help them get employed by them, they're actually retained. And so we feel as though this is going to really help close the STEM pipeline issue of the digital divide, as well as the wealth gap, all in sort of one shebang.
Well, it sounds like it. I think it's fabulous. And anything that we here at the Jazz and Tech Lounge can do to help you promote these endeavors, let us know. Well, you have been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z with my very special guest, Angel Rich. I'm so excited to have had you on my show. I've been wanting to interview you for the longest because I know you've been doing a lot of great things, and I'm glad my listeners now have had a chance to hear. So I do have a question for you because this is the Jazz and Tech Lounge. My final question to you is, Michael or Prince?
Oh, Michael.
Michael Jackson or Prince? Which would you prefer?
Michael.
Michael, okay. All right, Angel, you're all right with me.
I know every Michael Jackson song. I actually only think I know like one Prince song, but I like Prince. Yeah, I know every Michael Jackson song.
Right. So thank you so much. So you've been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Angel Rich. And can you please share with us again how we can connect with you online?
Certainly. Download Credit Stacker on Google Play and iOS in 60 countries, 21 languages for free. Our email address is info@getwealthylife.com. You can follow me on Instagram at AngelRich27, as well as at Wealthy Lifers, and it's the same on Twitter. And make sure you go buy History of the Black Dollar on Amazon.com.
Visit Qsurance.com. Are you paying too much for flood insurance? Paying on a FEMA insurance policy that is through the roof? Call Qsurance Group at 866-QUE-2121. That's 866-783-2121. Or go to their website, Qsurance.com. That's Q-U-E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, Qsurance.com, and get your flood insurance quotes straight to the point. They have access to multiple private market flood carriers to make sure you get the lowest price. Are you in a non-participating coastal barrier or COBRA community? No elevation certificate? Not a problem. Call Qsurance Group at 866-QUE-2121. Licensed in New Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina, Wisconsin, and Texas. You can also compare your home, auto, and business insurance at www.qsurance.com. It's free, so why not let them help you save money today? Call 866-783-2121 or go to qsurance.com now.
stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.